Hello, my name is Father Will. I'm the pastor here at St. Helens. Just like to say I'm very appreciative and thank you so much for being very hospitable to the many priests that we had filling in here at the 11 o'clock Mass for the last 3 or 4 weeks since myself and Father Joseph kind of been on vacation for the last, I had 2 weeks and he had 2 weeks. So very appreciative for them and thank you so much for being hospitable. I've heard a lot of reports, especially about Father Jamnicki, so many of you would like to have him back, so which is great. So maybe that means that we can go on vacation more often, huh? God is very hospitable to us. Very beautiful to see so many of you here, even especially in the middle of the summer, recognizing that God has prepared maybe this cool church, a nice pew to sit in. His beautiful words that are spoken to us, that are not words of people or men, but are actually God's words to us. And they'll very soon be preparing and setting up the best food for us. His Son, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, as we will receive. Maybe it's a very beautiful question to maybe reflect on and ask in that particular gospel. Who actually is being hospitable, right? Is Martha being hospitable, or is Mary being hospitable, right? Maybe looking at the particular gospel, we could actually say both. Maybe hospitable looks different in many different viewpoints, right? Martha working there to prepare a meal, prepare a nice place for Jesus and for anyone else. I'm sure, pretty sure his apostles were also there, other people, so she probably was overwhelmed with all these guests in her home that she had to prepare and cook for and prepare something for them. So desiring to be hospitable and welcoming to all, just as we heard even of Abraham in that first reading as well, being hospitable to whom we believe was actually God present to him, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, these three men who came. And hospitable to wash their feet, hospitable in killing the choice steer and preparing a meal for them, the finest flour, making bread, being hospitable in service and of care, right? But even too, maybe many times for me, when I hear this particular gospel, I think Mary is being lazy, right? In some sense, Mary is dismissing, in some sense, the fact that she should be helping to cook and serve, right? That she is glad that she is there before Jesus and listening to him and doesn't have to do the work, right? Time to time, usually I call my parents on Sunday evenings. It's my father and my mom usually, it usually seems to hit that I call sometimes when they're doing the dishes after dinner. And my dad always gives my mom a hard time because she just leaves the dishes and runs to answer the phone and leaves him with all the dishes, huh? And she, well, he called. We have to answer. We have to talk. My mom says that. But this realization, right, that sometimes it seems as if, yeah, exactly, Mary is getting out of something or leaving something behind. But really, I just encourage you to try to look at it in a different way. That just as Martha is being hospitable to the people who are there, maybe their physical needs, desiring for them to be comfortable, there's also Mary is being hospitable to Jesus. She is being hospitable to the person in a very personal way, being attentive and listening to his words and to his presence, right? And maybe we are definitely called to do both. When someone comes to visit, or we are being hospitable to others, yes, maybe giving them our seat or a spot in the pew next to us. Maybe there's at times giving them our bed or giving them, serving them the best food, right? But then also, too, that we also give them some of our attention. We recognize that not just to serve them, but also to be present, to listen, to hear about their life story and where they've been and maybe where they are struggling, what their joys have been, just being able to be attentive and to meet their needs. And maybe for us, I think many times too in our own life, maybe we get caught up, which is great, in serving, even serving at the church. But are we truly hospitable to God? Do we make time each day and a space in our own heart and our own lives to be attentive to God, who desires to be in relationship and friendship to him, with us. That sometimes it's interesting that when that comes, sometimes I would much rather be answering my emails, or be much rather doing other work around the office or in the church or with other particular things. And sometimes even for myself, I find that sometimes easier than making space in my own heart to be attentive, to be hospitable to God, to grow in that relationship with him. I just recently got a new phone, and on the, I guess as it updated, it gives me a weekly update on average how long do I spend on my phone each day. And I'm amazed, hour and a half, 2 hours, gosh, didn't think that I spent that much time on my phone every day. And a lot of times I don't try to spend time on my phone. Of course, it's kind of part of just the daily routine. But really kind of made me reflect, gosh, am I spending 2 hours throughout the day on my phone? How much am I being attentive throughout the day to God? Maybe the most important person whom I should be attentive to. His needs, his words, his love, his care, his forgiveness, his mercy for and to me. How are we making that time? And maybe just real quickly, just to recognize maybe connecting hospitality with a sense of sacrifice, right? So we only have 24 hours in the day. And the list usually is pretty big of the things that we need to do or that are important to us. And many times we make priorities by what is important or what is needing to be done. And I'm pretty sure, yes, there was a lot of stuff that needed to be done with Martha. But Jesus even says, Mary, don't get up. Stay here. You have chosen the better part. That for us, the work will wait. It will still be there. But that realization of making sacrifice for some of the other things that we see as important, to make time for our spouse, as husband and wives, how much sacrifice do you make to be attentive to your spouse, to your loved one? How much do we make space and sacrifice other things to be attentive to our children? Maybe when we come home from work, or maybe throughout the day at different times, on the weekends, how much time do we sacrifice other things to spend with them? And how much, too, again, do we sacrifice to make time to be with God, to sit there and just to listen and to receive and to share our day and also to be attentive and to hear from him as he speaks to us, to continue to make that sacrifice. Beautifully stated there, if you need a nice reminder or maybe just a beautiful reflection, looking at that second reading from St. Paul, who says, I have given everything for the Lord. I have sacrificed everything so that the word of God might be spread to the Gentiles and to all corners throughout the world. I have recognized this is the most important thing, and I have sacrificed everything to make sure others hear about Jesus Christ and his message, his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, the food that he serves, the place that he is preparing for us in heaven, that we encounter him when we pick up our own crosses. And Paul has recognized this is the most important thing and sacrifices everything else so that he may be able to be about Jesus and his work. So for us, maybe just recognizing, again, how much time do we sacrifice to be hospitable to God in our own life? And just wouldn't challenge you to start small. Can you sacrifice 5 minutes a day to be with the Lord? Can you maybe sacrifice 10 minutes a day to be hospitable to God, his word, and his love for you? And maybe too, I would say, maybe even if we are struggling with being hospitable to God, it probably means that we are also struggling to be hospitable to our spouses, to our children, and to our brothers and sisters. If we cannot be hospitable to those who are around us, God present to us in human form, maybe even too, it will be difficult for us to be hospitable to God. So I'd encourage you to work a little bit on both. How can I sacrifice some of my time to be attentive to my spouse? Maybe you know everything about your spouse. Maybe he or she knows everything about you. But maybe that's beyond the point. Maybe it's just being able to be in communion with the people whom we love, the people whom we are sharing our life with. Our children, our parents, our friends. And first and foremost, God, our Heavenly Father. So may you desire to be hospitable to God and to do this through the sacrifices you make to be with him. They will be hard sacrifices. Sacrifice isn't easy. Sacrifice always comes with a price. Honestly, it's still a sacrifice for me many times to make time for my own holy hour and for other prayer throughout the day. Many things will be fighting for that space. But how can you desire to be hospitable for God, who is hospitable and waiting for you?